And now I'd like to welcome a wonderful, wonderful songwriter. Writes with a lot of heart, and he's been having great success with his writing and performing. Please welcome Randall Crum.
Ellen's been mentioning whenever anybody else is playing back here and that kind of thing, and I'm playing back here too, but it's not till January of next year, but I think it's January 9th. So if you're like one of those people who plans way ahead, just get it in your calendar, don't forget it, don't let anything get on top of it, it's very important. So most of you, those of you who know me know that I write a lot of stuff, and I tend to write songs about anything that sort of occurs, you know, holidays, anything that's coming up, I tend to write about something that sort of relates to it. But one of the hazards of that is then if I don't get out and play it pretty soon, it sort of passes its relevancy rapidly. So like I had an Easter song that I got to play once, and then it no longer made any sense at all. Of course, it didn't help that I wrote it the day before Easter, so I didn't have very much chance, much time to work with. So this is my Mother's Day song, so it's a little... But you know, it's never too, you know, late or early to love your mother, so I figure that's always relevant. But it's particularly relevant now because there's I always think of Ellen as my folk fairy godmother for all the support and encouragement she's given me. Just like that. But from the very first time I ever showed up at an open mic out at Savory Lane, and so kind and encouraging that I probably wouldn't have kept doing it without her. So it goes out to her today. This is my Mother's Day song, played only once before. Let's see if I remember it. Oh, and it's kind of a little different style for me. It's a little more country thing, so you can imagine your favorite country artist doing it. She'd never say I'd been a disappointment, though there were times I didn't live life right or make the most of chances that she gave to me. Searching for adventure, a little something to excite me, and she'd never say I made her less than happy. Though there were times I almost broke her by staying up all hours, living for too long, much too far apart. And mother, I hope you're out there listening. As you listen, as much yours as mine. She'd never say what I wanted wasn't possible, or maybe I just wasn't good enough. And when I got discouraged, best thing you can do is to do the things you love, and she never asked for more than that I be myself, even when it took me far away from home. And she made sure that I knew that she was always as as much yours as mine.
One more hand, please, for Randall Crumb.